everybody put the shoulder to the wheel to try and get this project over the line, because it's going to have such a huge transformative effect for Lifford and Strabane and the surrounding areas. So to receive this news, it's like Christmas Day has arrived for the people of Lifford and Strabane.
Where are we in terms of the start-up to this process? Because our understanding is permissions are in place, all the paperwork is finished, a lot of the groundwork's been done. I mean, are we speaking about getting tender applications in fairly quickly, getting work started within a matter of weeks or months?
Well, the thing that was holding up the project was the statutory permissions. So this is permissions from the Locks Agency and the Rivers Agency, and those sort of things can take a lengthy time to get through, no less so than Bord Planala on the 26 county side, who took an inordinate amount of time to try and come up with a decision based on the riverine project that was submitted to them. But thankfully all those hurdles have been passed. Now it's runs into the stage where we look at detailed design, and then the project will go out to tender, and then hopefully before very long we'll see actual shovels on the ground. While this is the end of one of the processes that we have to jump through, unfortunately there is another fairly lengthy process that we need to go through before we actually see work on the ground, but it's much less cumbersome now that we have the statutory approvals from Bord Planala, from the Locks Agency, etc.
But I take it the two councils know what they're doing. They have their ducks in a row to make sure they can do it as quickly as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that both councils had stressed at numerous meetings that we had held, both between ourselves and with representatives of the European Union. Just last summer, I brought Eunice O'Margy, who was from the European Union. He was a special rapporteur. We brought him to Lifford to listen to the concerns of both councils, and he was adamant that this project needed to get over the line and it needed to get funded. And thankfully, now we've reached that stage where, look, it looks like finally, we have good news at the end of this tunnel.